Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. We are here with a new season, ready to kick things off after a few weeks away without a new story. And we've got a really good one this week sent in from one of our listeners on Facebook. But before we get to that, a few bits of housekeeping. If you do have a story you want to send to the podcast, make sure to get in touch. You could do so either by going to ghost-stories.co.uk and sending us a message there, or you could go to our Facebook page, drop us a like and message us. Now, I'll say, I know we're sending a few stories to everyone that sent one in. I do have them listed up and ready to go through. I'll try and get back to all you if I can. Honestly, the first time you hear from me might be on the podcast when your episode's played, but I'm loving the number of stories sent through. It's just difficult to keep on top of them, but keep them coming, because it's essentially the gas that makes this podcast run, is all your stories, and I love seeing them. It doesn't have to be a story, it could be a song, it could be we've had poetry sent in, all sorts, and I'll figure out a way we can use all of it, I'm sure. The worst thing that happens is I'll feedback and let you know if it can't be used, but I do appreciate it. Patreon, if you want to go the extra mile, jump over there. You can subscribe at two tiers. The first one's for Apparition at $1 a month, or £1, €1 in your local currency, or the Ghost tier for $5 a month, which will get you a shout out on the podcast, and we're working on some additional benefits for our ghosts. Said previously, I was working with an artist to create some bits. Unfortunately, that fell through, but we will have some stuff coming for you, no doubt. And of course, we have an exclusive content series coming out planned for the end of August as well, where I'll have guests on, and we will be looking back, a bit of a retrospective on past episodes, a bit relaxed, and it should be quite a lot of fun. So if you do want to subscribe, jump over there today. But whilst I'm talking about Patreon and our ghost tiers, I can't continue on without giving a shout out to our two latest ghosts. And I'll apologize up front, I'm here to butcher names. If there's over four letters in it, I'm probably gonna get it wrong. So the first Patreon is David Kaminster. David, I hope I pronounced your name right. If not, do ping me a message with it written out phonetically. I'll give you a second shout out next week. But David, thank you so much for becoming a ghost here, Patreon. And secondly, we also had Amber Hall. Amber, thank you so much for having a last name with only four letters. That makes my life really easy. But David and Amber, you're both superstars, and I appreciate the support. But now I know what you're all here for is to listen to a story. And this is a listener story sent in by a chap named Ryan over Facebook. And it's about a few experiences. It's not an overt ghost story as such, but it's a bit unsettling. I found it unsettling anyways, and interesting nonetheless. So I thought a really good one to kick off the new season of the podcast. I hope you all like it as much as I did. This is My First Memory Was Very Strange. I have a story, but it's not one of your usual ghost stories. Rather, a case that may make you think there's much more to the human experience than simply what we see with our own eyes. For example, my first memory was a very strange one. I can remember seeing a terraced house from across the street. It felt familiar, so I went across the road, and the closer I got to the house, everything became white, and I was soon bathed in the purest white light you've ever seen, with a sense of peace, but only for a moment. Then, I became aware of two or possibly three figures standing over me. In fact, I describe it more like they're hovering above me with nothing between them and the ground. I grew more apprehensive as the white light I was so bathed in got brighter and brighter until the figures melted into the glow. Soon I was surrounded by a light so bright I couldn't even see my own hands in front of me. And slowly, despite my blindness, I became aware I was lying in a bed. I felt very small, much smaller than I actually was. My vision began to return, so I looked around, but everything was still a bit blurry. Although it was clear I was in a child's room, I was confused to say the least. So once I could see again, I got out of bed and started to explore the room. I opened the door and heard voices coming from the stairs, so I cautiously made my way and approached and walked towards the voices. Despite my nervousness, there was something familiar and comforting about them, removing any hint of fear I felt within myself. As I came down the stairs, I heard the voices begin to greet me, saying, "Good morning." I was confused as can be. Although intrinsically I didn't feel unsafe around them, I didn't know who they were, or even who I was for that matter. I stood there for a while, I'm not sure how long, but it wasn't a short period of time. I was trying to grasp the memory of who I was, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't recall a thing. "Who am I?" I said. A silly question looking back, I know. To which they replied, "Stop being silly, Ryan. What do you want for breakfast?" As I had breakfast with who I could only assume was my family for the first time that I can remember, the confusion began to subside. Nothing more unusual. I knew who I was, where I was, and what I was doing there. There was no reason why I didn't know this shortly before, and it still bothers me to this day. Now, sometime later, and we're talking years here, I had a dream where I arrived home and no one recognized me no matter what I tried. I fell to the floor and a toddler approached me from the other room. Instantly, I recognized him. It was me. We were face to face staring at each other in silence until I woke in a cold sweat. Now, why is this significant? Well, you see, it was at this point I became convinced that reincarnation was a thing. This was despite me coming from a family I wouldn't describe as religious, and with no real prior knowledge of Eastern traditions. I was only 6 or maybe 7 at the time of this dream. It was also around this time that I became acutely aware that I could pick up on the things unseen. I would often hear my name being called, but with the sixth sense that I would ignore. But it wasn't always possible to ignore. In fact, when I was about 10 years old, I came face to face with what I'd only describe as an evil entity. We were visiting an uncle in Newport who, at the time, was living in a ground floor flat in a terraced house. Me and my brother got bored and began lurking as boys do. We ended up in the bedroom when we both stopped in our tracks. A heavy presence and a sense of being watched came over us. We quickly left the room and the feeling went. But that was until we got ready to leave. On our way out, I stood by the bedroom door momentarily. And despite the door being closed, I felt like I was being watched by a force of such malice, even my 10-year-old self knew it to be very dark. In fairness though, not all entities I've encountered have been dark. When I was around 11 years old, we just had a major house renovation. As I came down the stairs, I stopped on my tracks as I saw a young girl in a blue dress stood by the doorway into the living room. She only appeared for a second and looked confused, lost, and potentially disturbed by the recent house renovations. I've tried to make sense of these early encounters as an adult. I've tried many of the world's religions to try and make sense of the unseen world. However, the conclusion I've reached is that we still need to learn to live with the other world rather than fear it. Saying that, I do still get feelings of intuitions, whatever you want to call them, that certain objects or places are bad. For example, I recently visited a flea market in Cardiff, where I now live, and I couldn't shake this negative presence. I could tell it wasn't from the antiques there, but the surrounding area where the flea market was located. It's like an imprint of the area, the building, or maybe the items inside. Could it be history or the people within imprinting on these places? I wasn't sure, but there was without a question something. So after a while, I decided to do some research, and I found that the church right next to the flea market was involved in the practices of cleansing demons. With this practice, it is very possible the local area attracted some form of negative energy into that space, which explained my uneasy feeling when visiting the flea market. Despite all my experiences, I do class myself as somewhat of a skeptic at times. I try to look for logical explanations wherever I can. Despite this, I do believe that there is something after this mortal coil. What it is, though? Well, that I can't explain. What a fantastic story, and thank you so much to Ryan for sending it in. I enjoyed every moment of it, from when I first read it all the way to editing it, and I hope I did it justice for you, so do let me know what you think. But I'm going to pass it over to the listeners now. You need to let us know if you think my first memory was very strange, was based in fact, or a pure work of fiction. Boy, oh boy, that title is an absolute mouthful. So you can let us know what you think by going to our Facebook page or our Patreon page. I think to vote on Patreon you do need an account, but you can sign up for free. You don't have to subscribe to do so, although if you want to sign up and drop us a buck a month, you're more than welcome, and you'll get content a little early. So that's it for this week, but I will ask, if you want to make my day, month, year, make sure to click that subscribe button, drop us a review. It really helps with the algorithms and get us more listeners. Or if you've done that and you have a ghost story you want to share, make sure to go to ghost-stories.co.uk and send it in there. I love reading all your stories. It's just fantastic. Every time one of those emails pop through with something from any of you listeners, it's always very exciting. One last thing, for those of you who've listened this far, you can prove it that you stuck around to the end by going to one of our mediums to contact us and let me know what you think of the quality this week. I am on a new microphone, a new setup. It's a bit more of a studio setup, whereas previously I used a bit more of a portable one. I've noticed a few things myself, but I'll work those kinks out, and particularly it picks up a lot of noise, like if I knock the table or something, but we'll get there. But the important thing is that you all still enjoy it, so let me know what you think. And if there has been a drop off in quality, I'm sure in the coming episodes as I work that stuff out, it'll be back up. So I guess that's all for me this week. I'll stop yammering on. Make sure to take care of each other, stay safe, and don't stop asking,
do you believe in ghosts?